me and my brothers and sisters to Catholic school, but that was not sufficient for salvation. I knew about Jesus. And if the concept of Christ ever came up, it was usually followed with something along the lines of be good, which is a works salvation. I knew about religion, and as I understood it, it was my best efforts at being good. There was a lot of teaching on morality. But I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. I didn't know anything about that. I wanted to be good, but it became clear to me that I preferred being bad. Really, I was taught law, the way God tells us through our Apostle Paul in Galatians. That's kind of when I learned about that, it became clear that that was my situation growing up. John 15:14 reminds me that the Lord calls us friends if we know him. And I didn't know him. I knew, all I knew was the taskmaster of the law. I knew I hated getting caught. I had gotten caught, and I didn't like to get caught. Today, I hate sin. But back then, I only hated the consequences of sin. I lived life as if it was mine, and I believed it was. I was very selfish. I pursued pleasure and I avoided pain. Everything that Romans chapter 1, verses 29 to 31, everything that God says in there about me apart from Christ, I knew was true. I didn't spend a lot of time grappling with, was I really that bad? I did those things. And the end of that chapter, the last verse in that chapter, verse 32, reminds me that even while I was doing those things, in the back of my mind, I knew that it was displeasing to God. But I suppressed the truth and unrighteousness, just like God said I did. And that's from verse 18 in the same chapter. At 17 years old, I was addicted to drugs, and I lived a horrible life. At 21, I stopped using drugs, but I still lived for myself. I was a proud man. I tried psychology and mysticism. I read every self-help book written in the 80s. I looked to things that agreed that it was okay to live the way I was living, and they weren't hard to find. How I came to Christ, how I came to know him, is when I was 32 years old, my younger brother had been going to a church for a while, and he told me about the church, and he started reading his Bible, and I just saw a change in him, and I knew something was there, but I didn't understand it, and he invited me to his church for about 3 months, every week, and I found excuses for why I wouldn't go, and I went one Thursday night. I want to back up. I'm talking about how God drew me to himself. In John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Thank you. I wasn't looking for God. He was looking for me. I was avoiding him, just like he said I was. I didn't like to retain him in my knowledge. Thank you. But he did draw me to himself in a way that really surprised me. I found myself in the basement of a church on a Thursday night. I think I need my glasses. They're hanging on my face. Thank you. I'm fine. Yep. I found myself in the basement of a church on a Thursday night, and I was listening. Where am I here? I was listening to a man talking about the total unconditional forgiveness of God and quoting from the Bible. I didn't hear things like that growing up. That night, God opened my eyes, and I believed. This is where it gets good. I was driving home with a completely new outlook. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." I had no more excuses. I had no more rationalizations. There was no more compromise. I was thinking about Jesus on the cross. In the church that I went to, there was a big crucifix, and we had lots of pictures and big pictures and little pictures, and I knew that he was there, and I knew he had a crown of thorns and nails in him, and I was thinking about that, but I was thinking about how I was the reason that he was there. And I pulled over to the side of the road, and believe it or not, I wept. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I told God how sorry I was for ignoring him, and how I hated the way I was living and who I had become, and I asked him to help me. I didn't stop sinning, but I can tell you that I did stop enjoying it. He did give me a conscience. I know now, after studying Scripture, that what I was doing, I was a slave to sin. I couldn't not sin. That's all that I could do. And at this point, it wasn't crystal clear to me, but somehow I knew I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to be like that. I no longer hate only the consequences of sin, but I truly hate sin. And I am grateful that growing up, I learned about Jesus. But I'm much more grateful now that I actually know Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, of your own doing. It is the gift of God." I'm a sinner saved by grace. Galatians 2:20 says, "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." This is no longer my life. but his life in me. I live by faith from him who loved me and died for me. Romans 5:8 reminds me that he died for me when I was at my worst. Romans 5:8 says that God shows his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I thank God he didn't wait for me to clean up my act or get even a little bit better. But when I was at my absolute worst, that's when he died for me, when I deserved it least. So I know I can't lose my salvation because there was nothing that I did to attain it. John chapter 10 and verse 28 says, no one reminds me that no one can pluck me out of my Father's hand. This is my confession. I am certain that I needed a Savior. And I'm equally certain that there was nothing I could do to save myself. Jesus Christ alone provided my salvation. God's wrath has been satisfied for me. I couldn't satisfy it. I understand that Christ did pay the penalty for my sins, and I did nothing to earn it. All I could do was accept it and agree with it, and I have. Since coming to Christ, again, I cite 2 Corinthians 5:17. Since I've come to know Christ, I am a new creation. I hate the world and all the bling bling that it throws at me and tries to draw me in. I hate the sin that lives in me. I hate my flesh. I hate the temptations of Satan. But I can stop pursuing sin. I can stop living as if that's what I'm here for. I'm no longer hopeless. I have all the fruit of the Spirit. Aren't you glad God didn't say, well, here's a little patience. Let's see how you do with that. And if you're okay with that, then maybe I'll show you what faith means. I mean, he poured it all out on us. Yeah, praise God. I know that happened the day that I passed from darkness to light. I didn't understand it, and I didn't fully grasp it, but I know that's what happened. But that's not all. he gave me all the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. He has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's from Ephesians 1 and verse 3. He's given me the full armor of God. And if I can, I'd like to just take a minute and go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. Because I know that the full armor of God is what I need for life. And I know that the armor of God is Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 14. I'm not going to read it all, but we know that this is the armor of God. We gird our loins with the truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith, wherein we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We have the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The first thing in there is we gird our loins with the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is my armor. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Jesus is righteousness. We have the gospel of peace. Jesus is the gospel of peace. We have faith. Our faith comes from Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ, but it comes from him too. He quenches the fiery darts of the evil one. I don't do it. I can't. It's Jesus Christ is my armor. The helmet of salvation. He is salvation, and salvation is found in no other. We have the sword of the Spirit. He is the Spirit in us. And we have the Word of God. John 1:1 says, he is the Word. So Jesus Christ is my armor. I can't do spiritual battle without him. But with him, I'm fully equipped. Fully equipped for life and godliness. In 1 Corinthians 6, God tells us through our Apostle Paul the same long list of sins that is in Romans chapter 1, 29 to 32. He lists them specifically, but God tells me in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11, he says, "And such were some of you. But you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I was those things. I used to think that's who I was. I thought I was hopeless. There was no way I could stop, and really there wasn't any way I could stop doing those things until God took me out of that. But that's who I was. That's not who I am. Praise God. I just want to add one thing about since coming to Christ, and that is that God has blessed me with a godly wife. And this is something that I didn't think was going to happen. And it was something that I don't deserve. I thank God for her. But she's been my helper. And I just want to say thank you. And I like to take every opportunity that I can to say, all praise be to God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
There's salvation in no other except for the name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Glory to God. Well, you've heard one half, and now you're going to hear the other half. Marie, would you come on up and share your testimony? Thank you so much for coming today.
Might be too much for